We're talking now with Layla Hodgie, who's, of course, from the state of Oklahoma, from Guthrie. And Layla, you've got kind of a unique opportunity here because you represented Oklahoma a year ago for a national officer competition. You've come back for a second round. What's the difference this year versus last year as far as how you've approached it, felt about things here in 2008?
I think the major difference was last year I knew why I was here. But this year in preparing for national office, I figured out where that source of desire came from. And more importantly, I figured out how to communicate it to others. And I think that has been the most significant difference, is just really trying to find that source of that passion and desire, which we all have, but finding where it came from and then being able to communicate it effectively to the 9 nominating committee members.
As we think about this process, it's a pretty rigorous process, and you've got, initially 30 or 40 people that actually go through it.
That's absolutely right. There were 38 candidates this year, and they divide us up into 4 different regions. I happen to be in the central region. There were 10 candidates in the central region, and Tuesday night they did a 50% cut, and then 5 of us moved on to the second phase of the selection process.
And those 5 will be from the pool for the central region come Saturday afternoon then, right?
Right, absolutely. So there's opportunity for myself to get elected to maybe the central region vice president or maybe national secretary or national president. So realistically, there's opportunity for 3 people to come from one region, similar to what this year's national officer team is like.
And that was the region you were in last year.
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah, that made me feel a little bit better when 3 of the 6 came from my region. But yes, there's potential for that.
Right. You know, as you've thought about FFA, you've talked about the idea of passion. What have you conveyed to the folks that FFA has meant to you?
It really started with the support from my ag teachers. They were a source of inspiration to me. They gave me the skills that allowed me to go to competitions and to do well and not do well, but through it all, gain a sense of self-worth, gain a sense of self-confidence. And so that's one message, that if there are any FFA members out there that aren't sure what they want to do or aren't sure where they want to take their lives, they know that their ag teachers are a source of inspiration for them. And if there's one message that I can communicate right now, it's to consider teaching ag. I know I'm an agricultural education major right now, and I look forward to the day when I can walk into a classroom every single day and inspire students just like my ag teachers did.
Let's talk about your educational choices. You've made a switch as far as universities are concerned.
That's absolutely right. In January, I transferred to Texas Tech University, and I'm majoring in ag education there and enjoying Lubbock, enjoying that community and the people there, and it's been an incredible blessing in my life.
I know they miss you in Stillwater, but best of luck to you here. And I guess bottom line is you'll know about the next several months come Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely. I'll know where the next 300 days of my next year will be spent on tomorrow afternoon. So we'll see.